Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I don't think they're going to make the playoffs. And I think going forward, it's going to get worse because you're not going to have Le'Veon Bell, who really makes you special with those triplets. And Roethlisberger will continue to decline. And Antonio Brown will continue to be a diva because that's what he is. Antonio, no knock against you. A lot of the greatest wide receivers ever, and you are one of them, the very highest, uppermost echelon of wide receivers, were divas, and he appears to be one of them. You trade him a year too early instead of a year too late. Only reason I'd say you don't trade Roethlisberger is I don't think you're going to get value for him. If you could get value for him, I'd trade him too. He's old and getting worse. But Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell, right now you could have a draft coming up this upcoming season where you have multiple picks in the first, maybe three picks at least in the second round, and not even have to give up any third round picks. You could rebuild your whole team in 1 year if you blow it up now.
What's on tap brought to you by Fatheads Brewery. That was IMAX. Max Kellerman. You like him, Chris?
I forgot all about IMAX. I like Max on boxing, although I couldn't remember if he had a crap decision, if his card for Canelo Triple G2 was bad or not. I like Max on boxing.
Craig, you like Kellerman?
I literally have no opinion on him.
How about
so
him?
I guess not.
How about him? How about the thing he says in there?
Ben, every time we go to Craig on something, he has no opinion.
Professor Fence
down the middle or
Mr. Fence.
I don't watch ESPN. How
no,
am I supposed
I'm just
to have
a consumer.
On this guy?
I don't have opinions on things.
Tell
I
me
just
about.
Consume
hey guys,
don't put opinions
yeah,
out there.
I'm exactly. He's just a consumer of the material, and that's where it ends.
I merely consume Max Kellerman.
That was Kellerman on ESPN, Chris.
How about Ben Roethlisberger is getting worse and will continue to.
Yeah, can't even get anything for him in a trade.
Man, I mean, that sounds like doom and gloom like you rarely hear people put out there about a team.
I'm not the most religious person, but this is like Book of Revelation.
Yeah, I thought they were talking sevens.
Last days on earth, end of times.
The four horsemen making an appearance soon.
Doom and gloom talk on the Steelers. Two weeks into the season, Max Kellerman says blow it up.
And he's not the only one saying things about them that are pretty negative and pretty blunt and pretty pointed about this team's struggles.
Bart Scott on FS1 this morning.
The end is near. I think we're seeing the end of an era. Their window is closing. I think he's starting to be his mortality. He understands no Le'Veon Bell. Ben has teetered on retirement for the last couple of years. They have no defense. They can't stop anybody. They have to win a shootout. Ben's holding on to the ball. And when he does that, turnovers come, sacks come, and eventually concussions come.
The end is near the beginning of the end. That's a guy that used to face the Steelers all the time and says their defense stinks. Guys are getting older. Guys are getting worse. So there are two ways of looking at the Steelers situation. This is either the time where they're at their worst and they have nowhere to go but up, that you have to go through this. You get worse before you get better. That idea, or the premise that you heard both of those guys float out there, which is the window is closing. They got to do something about it. You got to be proactive rather than reactionary. That this nucleus, this team with these stars in this coach, they're not going to win a championship with this core. So do something about it. And I'll tell you what, Chris, I think there's a lot of merit to that, because I don't see them rallying here and winning a Super Bowl. And so if they're not going to do that this year, then what? You're going to get nothing for Le'Veon Bell. He's going to leave in free agency. The best you're going to get for him is a third-round pick if you just rest on your laurels. Do you want to come back and pay Antonio Brown $17 million again next year? Maybe. I mean, with Roethlisberger, you're going to have to make a decision this offseason. Do you want to give him another extension? Pay him $30-plus million a year? How about your coach? How about your defense?
What team? Well, I'll just cheat here because I saw you looking them up, and it's a good team to look up. What team felt like they were at the end of the line for a while, or nearing the end of the line, with an aging great quarterback and then turned it all around. The Denver Broncos of the mid-90s that I know you were looking up had John Elway, and then they got Terrell Davis, and that was the key. They built around a guy, rebuilt around an older quarterback, and were a formidable team. This team around Ben Roethlisberger simply is not that.
Okay, so that was the point I was going to make. I wanted to look up this morning before the show, how many times did quarterbacks in their late 30s have like a rebirth and win a championship? And like the first name that pops into your head is Peyton Manning, but he had to change teams. Peyton Manning wins a Super Bowl in Denver as like 1/8 of the quarterback he was in Indy, but he had a change of scenery. He had an amazing defense.
They won in spite of him,
though. He was a game manager. Yeah, he just didn't screw it up. Okay, Kurt Warner changed franchises. He got back to a Super Bowl, but he went from St. Louis to Arizona. You know, Drew Brees in his late 30s hasn't gone to a Super Bowl. Eli Manning hasn't been to one. Phillip Rivers hasn't been to one. Brady's never had a decline where his team went through prolonged losing, so he's not a good example. So it's to me, the idea of, like, if you've Ben Roethlisberger going into his late 30s, are you going to win with him? And if so, how do you do it? And I don't think Le'Veon Bell is part of that. I think agree on that, right?
Like, I mean, look at Ed Bouchette's story today. He's citing how big he looks in these TMZ pictures, and Ed kind of postulates that he might just sit the whole season, forfeit the money, and Ed writes he's basically not – that whole accrual of a year is meaningless because he doesn't think the Steelers would bother with the franchise tag again. He'd hit the open market, and that would be that, sitting an entire year.
Yeah.
When Ed puts it in such stark terms, because I don't know about you, but everyone was kind of clinging to this idea, well, he has to show up. He's got to accrue those six games. For Ed to just nuke that idea and say they're not going to waste any more time with him makes me think he might actually have the resolve to sit out and just say, I'm hitting the open market. Like the last season I played, because it actually was a great one for me. Pay the man.
Yeah, what are six games going to do for me? I'd rather just have a full year of rest than just come out and play.
And the knowledge that the Steelers, according to the most knowledgeable guy that covers them, wouldn't franchise tag him again and would just let him walk makes me think he'll actually do that. So then you go, because you say you have to retool the team around a great player, right?
Yeah.
The Saints have tried to do it, and if they could get it together defensively, I think they'd have a shot this year. With Lattimore and those guys and Kamara coming on board, they need receivers too. But the Steelers don't have like the nucleus or the pieces around Ben Roethlisberger to make this work like Denver did in the mid-90s. Artie Burns, all those guys they've allocated high picks to on defense.
Yep.
I'd say you can be happy about Hayward and Tuitt. I don't feel good about Dupree. I don't feel good about Burns,
and
Davis,
so
TJ Watt.
So where do you come down on things? Will they turn it around, or is their window closing?
I think Roethlisberger's still good enough that they can turn this around with him alone. But if somebody were to say to me, Chris, they should just blow it up, I think it's a pretty easy argument to agree with. I do. And I'm the more we talk about it, the more you throw out the names of the guys who haven't gotten back there in their late 30s, the more I lean towards that side of it. And who, are they going to go through New England to get there? Because that's your measuring stick team. Jacksonville, too, it looks like, again, because they started out strong. Are they going to go through two teams that seem objectively better in most ways? I doubt it very much. And you'd always want to be, even Bill Belichick wanted to be a year too early than a year too late. He tried to trade Tom Brady. So if you're going by that logic, then yeah, I got to say, hey, try to get it done a year early and not a year late. And try to kickstart the rebuilding process as fast as you can.
So when I think rebuilding process, I think to myself, you're going to do, or I'm not even going to say rebuilding yet. I'm going to say restructuring or retooling, because I don't think they should blow the whole thing up. Like Kellerman's argument that they should start from scratch, I don't agree with. I don't think they should this year, you know, depending on how this season goes or where it finishes, I don't think they should get rid of all three guys. Bell looks like a formality. I don't think they should then just start from the very beginning and also trade Brown and Ben and just have a treasure chest of draft picks. I don't like that strategy.
Well, you've seen how they've drafted.
Right, so I'll just come right out and say I'm against that. But them needing a major facelift is something I do advocate. Like, I think the way this season is headed, I think we are going to be in a position where it makes the most sense at the end of the year to either trade Antonio Brown or fire the coach. Something substantial.
How about fire a bunch of the coordinators and position coaches?
I don't think
coaches?
That's enough.
Why? I think the defensive coordinator is a shambles. I think the linebackers coach who's and the defensive coordinator's background here is with linebackers is supposed to be, you know, they're supposed to be getting all this production out of these first round picks, and those guys stink.
So if they're but we both think Mike Tomlin has a lot of ownership on the defense, right?
Yeah, but I wouldn't fire the coach. If it comes down to the trade the wide receiver or fire the coach, I'd trade the wide receiver.
Okay, so you think Tomlin's more valuable than Brown?
I would ride with the coach before I'd ride with the receiver. And in terms of you get something when you trade the receiver. You get picks. He would fetch a nice price on the open market, I would presume, with years left, with an actual contract, with not having to worry about that. The coach doesn't fetch you anything when you fire him. There's no asset in return. If they go
7-8-1 or like 8-7-1 and either barely miss the playoffs or backdoor their way in and lose in the first round, I think they should do something substantial.
Would you fire the coach after a playoff appearance again if they got there? You'd fire a guy who still to that point would never have had a losing season, would have only had four seasons out of 12 where he didn't win double-digit games. You'd fire a guy after that?
That's a great question.
I wouldn't.
I probably wouldn't either. But I've got to see. Like, I'm not going to be able to find a silver lining in a season where they go one game over 500 and get knocked out in the playoffs when they've got these three players in the primes of their careers. I'm not.
Well, it doesn't sound like they might have the third one of them through no control of their own. If it's down to A.B. and Ben, it's a different story because Le'Veon Bell is the engine that drives
a lot of
this.
Well, then they will have wasted the Le'Veon Bell years here.
And I would put that on the front office above Tomlin because I think Tomlin wants him here badly. I'd put that on Colbert and Art Rooney II. They played a game of chicken with a guy, and the guy pretty much didn't blink.
I want to make sure that people hear this because we want to get your reaction to it. We want you to get involved in the conversation today. Max Kellerman on ESPN said this about the Steelers.
I don't think they're going to make the playoff. And I think going forward, it's going to get worse because you're not going to have Le'Veon Bell, who really makes you special with those triplets. And Roethlisberger will continue to decline. And Antonio Brown will continue to be a diva because that's what he is. Antonio, no knock against you. A lot of the greatest wide receivers ever, and you are one of them, the very highest, uppermost echelon of wide receivers, were divas, and he appears to be one of them. You trade him a year too early instead of a year too late. Only reason I wouldn't, I'd say you don't trade Roethlisberger is I don't think you're going to get value for him. If you could get value for him, I'd trade him too. He's old and getting worse. But Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell, right now you could have a draft coming up this upcoming season where you have multiple picks in the first, maybe three picks at least in the second round, and not even have to give up any third round picks. You could rebuild your whole team in 1 year if you blow it up now.
And here's Bart Scott.
The end is near. I think we're seeing the end of an era. Their window is closing. I think he's starting to be his mortality. He understands no Le'Veon Bell. Ben has teetered on retirement for the last couple of years. They have no defense. They can't stop anybody. They have to win a shootout. Ben's holding on to the ball. And when he does that, turnovers come, sacks come, and eventually concussions come.
All right, so we want you to react to this, Pittsburgh. You hear one guy say, blow it up, get rid of these guys. You're not going to win with Ben. You're not going to win with Brown. You're not going to win with Bell. Get what you can for them. You hear another ex-player who played a lot of games against the Steelers say, this is the end of an era. They're not going to win with this core. We want to know if you agree or disagree with that. Are these overreactions or are these opinions you actually agree with? 412-928-9370. That's 412-928-9370. Let's get you in on this conversation next, please. Give us a call. 412-928-9370. That's the Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line. It's Pony and Muller on the Fan. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.